The Health Minister, Simon Hamilton, with us this morning. Simon, what's your reaction to this ruling?
Well, good morning, Stephen. I was listening to your last caller, and I think her contribution, and indeed the contribution of Cathal earlier and telling his story, only shows how sensitive an issue this is. And I've always said that these issues need to be dealt with in a sensitive manner, and that's something that I want to continue to do so long as I'm in the post that I'm in. These are very difficult issues to deal with, and while people will have very strong views either way on this issue, I think everybody will understand that there are difficulties and there are some issues such as those issues that the lady who just called in has highlighted that need to be dealt with in a sensitive way. In terms of the judgment, there is obviously the issue itself around termination of pregnancy, but I think there's also another issue around the constitutionality question here, and we have a situation where a judge is in effect seeking to make law in Northern Ireland, and I appreciate that not everybody likes what Stormont does all the time. It's far from perfect, but we have an assembly, we have a democracy where members are elected to make laws.
Yeah, but Simon, let me challenge you on that one second. When it comes to human rights, it should be a judge deciding whether what we are doing in this society is compatible with human rights, the European Convention of Human Rights, right?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, obviously, human rights is an incredibly important matter, but we have a situation here where a judge is, in effect, seeking to overturn the democratic will of the people as elected through their assembly.
And, he's trying to ensure that people's convention rights, European Convention of Human Rights, that their human rights are being adhered to.
Yeah, and I understand that, but there will be many people who will obviously have a concern generally and also a concern as a result of this judgment in terms of the rights of the unborn child. And you know, like I think we are headed in a very, very dangerous direction if we are going to have, on this and a range of other issues, judge-made law from the bench in Northern Ireland. That is not the sort of society that we should be living in, where we have judges who are unelected and unaccountable making law on very sensitive issues like this and not taking into account the democratic wishes of the people that expressed through the ballot box. So I think there is an issue around that, which is, I think, incredibly important.
Well, let's pursue that for one second, because here's what the judge says in his ruling. He says, in the circumstances, given this issue is unlikely to be grasped, by the legislator in the foreseeable future, and the entitlement of the citizens of Northern Ireland to have their convention rights protected by the courts, I conclude that the Article 8 rights of women in Northern Ireland who are pregnant with fetal abnormalities or who are pregnant as a result of sexual crime are breached by the impugned provisions. Now, the point I'd make to you, Simon, listen to what he said in the first sentence. Given this issue is unlikely to be grasped by the legislator in the foreseeable future. This judge has stepped in because Stormont couldn't sort it.
Well, legislators have the right not to pass laws that they don't wish to have them. Now, that's what we... people are elected. They're elected to reflect the views of the public as expressed through the ballot box.
It's a cop-out not passing legislation, is it not?
I don't think we want to use cop-outs in terms of this incredibly sensitive issue, as I've said. You know, people have incredibly strongly held views in respect of this, on both sides of this issue. And that is expressed whenever these issues come before the Assembly or don't come before the Assembly. That is expressed by those people who are elected here to serve the people of Northern Ireland. So it's not a cop-out. It is an expression of very strong rights that there are held here by many people, and I believe a majority of those elected to Stormont, who want to protect the rights of the unborn child.
But Simon, is it 8? It's certainly around 8 years. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but are we not waiting for 8 years from the Department of Health for definitive guidelines as to when abortion is permissible within the law in Northern Ireland? 8 years.
Well, look, Steve, I can reveal that I have circulated new guidelines to executive colleagues, which will clarify the existing law within Northern Ireland in respect of determination of pregnancy.
When did you distribute those?
That's been distributed recently to executive colleagues, and I hope that we can get. Now, I mean, I imagine that executive colleagues will take some time to ponder it, because it is a serious and it is a sensitive issue.
Can you give me a sense of when you say recently, within days, weeks, was it?
Within the last number of days, I've issued guidelines, renewed guidelines, which are, I mean, there was some criticism of previous guidelines in terms of they were too legalistic and caused some concern amongst clinicians. I have, since taking a post, undertaken meetings with a range of clinicians to hear their views, and indeed others as well. And these are, I might add, not my guidelines, whilst I am circulating them to...
Who drew them up?
Executive. These are drawn up by experts within the health field who understand these issues much better than you and I will understand them, and have circulated them, and I am content with them. I've circulated them to executive colleagues.
Did the Attorney General consult on those?
No, he didn't. No, these are... the Attorney General will get sight of them and through the process that the executive does in terms of circulating papers around. All ministers and the Attorney General will be included in that. But, you know, these are... I'm content with these guidelines. I think they adequately clarify the laws that currently...
And how are those guidelines? Because there will be public consultation, those guidelines, surely?
No, well, these guidelines have gone to the executive and, you know, they're a matter... and I'm obviously bound by sensitivities around that in terms of these are papers that are before the executive. Executive colleagues have to take some time to consider those, and obviously they become public after that. But I hope that, and encouraged by comments that were made by Sinn Féin earlier in the programme, that they want to see new guidelines put in place, that these will find favour with the executive and can be in place fairly quickly. But obviously this judgment is also in place. But, you know, I think that the guidelines offer an opportunity to clarify satisfactorily the law as it currently stands in Northern Ireland.
And do those guidelines permit abortion in cases of fetal abnormality?
It clarifies the law as it currently stands, which is, you know, a termination of pregnancy is only permitted in certain limited circumstances, which would include fetal abnormality, but provided it passes the test, as it were, in respect of long-term impact on a mother's mental health.
But that's what the old guidelines said too.
Well, look, Stephen, these are guidelines which are reflecting some of the concerns that were raised with us by clinicians over the when the last guidelines were published, and they're trying to satisfactorily deal with those, and I hope that they do. I'm content with these guidelines. I've circulated them around executive colleagues, yeah. And I hope that they endorse them.
And look, I know you can't go into every detail of the guidelines, but within these new guidelines that you've distributed, is it for the woman to prove that she is at risk of long-term mental health deterioration in order to have an abortion in cases of fetal abnormality?
Stephen, you're right. I don't want to get into that. These are issues that are before the executive, and I would be in breach of confidentiality in doing that. But it you know, safest to say that it is not up to the mother to prove that it has a long term impact on her mental health. But you know, I don't want to get into the.
It is not, or it is. What did you say there, sir?
It is not. But I don't want to get into. I don't want to get into every jot and tittle of what is in these guidelines, because these are issues that are before the executive.
And when would those guidelines become definitive? What's the timescale?
Stephen, you're asking me a question I don't know the answer to, because these are, as I said, before the executive. It is up to the executive. Because of the sensitive nature of them, I thought it was important to get executive approval for them. They're a cross-cutting nature. They're potentially controversial. So because of the nature of the issue being a controversial issue, so I wanted to get executive approval for them. I think that was the right course of action. So it is very much contingent on the executive and when they might approve them.
How likely... So thank you for revealing that today. How likely do you think it is that the law will be changed in Northern Ireland through legislation implemented by Stormont?
I think what the First Minister said previously was right in terms of reflecting his view about where the Assembly is in terms of its views on this issue, and I think that was reflected to the Justice Minister when he did his previous consultation. This is, as I say repeatedly, it's a sensitive issue which needs to be dealt with sensitively, and you know, it's an incredibly complicated matter which I think many of us struggle to deal with. But you know, there is, I think, a clear majority of members within the Assembly who are concerned, or were concerned anyway at that time, about the direction which the Justice Minister wanted to move to. Made that very clear, and the First Minister, and what he said was merely reflecting that fact.
Simon, part of being a politician is for people to know what your personal views are, because they vote for you personally at an election. Which then brings me to this question, and they're very, very stark questions in very, very stark circumstances. If a woman is raped, do you think she should be allowed to abort a baby if she wants to?
It's very difficult for you and I to, you know, as men, to talk about this issue and understand what it must be like.
But you would be one of the politicians voting on that.
Yeah, but please. It is inconceivable for me to understand what it must be like for a woman to be in that situation, and I listened carefully to your previous caller and listening to what she said, and you know how she felt when she was 13 and what she is still feeling, and clearly still to this day having an impact on her many, many years later. So you know, I think that you know, I think that it's incredibly important that we deal with issues like that very, very sensitively.
And yet, if it came down to a vote, which way would you vote as an elected representative? Yeah, do you think a woman should have a choice with abortion if she is raped?
We have a law in Northern Ireland at the minute. I think that law is, seeking to clarify that with the guidance that I've now issued. I think that that will hopefully deal with this and indeed other issues that the judgment has raised, but it does so within the context of the current law.
But Simon, sorry, because this is obviously this is important. If a woman who has been raped wants to have an abortion, then you could very much argue that to force her to have a child would have an impact on her mental health.
Yeah, and that is clearly, you know, that is the current legal position.
That's the position
that we're seeking to clarify, where in those sets of circumstances, a termination may be permissible in Northern Ireland. Obviously,
and do you think it should be?
Well, I think if it is consistent with the law, which is that it has a long term, if there's a physical impact on the health of the mother, or indeed a long term impact on her mental health, then that is permissible within the current law, and I think that that is only right and proper in those circumstances. I'm concerned about the judgment in terms of, you know, it is a judgment where it talks about sexual crime is the term that it uses, where it could actually be open to abuse, and I think it's incredibly important.
How could it be open to abuse?
Well, it is incredibly difficult to. I mean, this is a sensitive issue, and you know, I'm concerned, and others have expressed concern to me about the terminology that has been used by the judge in his judgment, and how that might be abused in the future. And I think it's incredibly important, and I want to take some time, and I have been taking some time, to look at the judgment and carefully reflect on that judgment. I'm sure others, including the Justice Minister, will do likewise.
Okay. Simon Hamilton, thank you very much indeed. That's the Health Minister, Simon Hamilton, this morning, who has revealed within the last few minutes that he has distributed new guidelines to executive colleagues in Stormont. He won't reveal what those new guidelines are. He says it's for the executive to consider them first, but we learned in the last few minutes now that new guidelines have been distributed.